Have you ever glanced up from the gate area and watched someone breeze past the velvet rope into first class and wondered just how many miles that person actually flew to earn that privilege? I'm Tower, and this is ATIS on Radio Hangar. The answer in 2026 might surprise you, because American Airlines has fundamentally changed what it means to be executive platinum. And whether you fly the front of the bus or you're watching from the ramp, this story says something about where the airline industry is headed. Today's show is brought to you by AviationSoul.com. Aviation Challenge coins built to mark the milestones, discipline, and pride behind every step in flight. From first solo to airline transport pilot, every coin tells a story. AviationSoul.com? All right, let's talk about Executive Platinum. For years, this was the top published tier in the American Airlines A-Advantage program. The people who held it were, generally speaking, road warriors, consultants, sales executives, pilots deadheading on personal travel. People who spent 100,000 miles or more per year actually sitting in an airplane seat, breathing recycled cabin air and eating whatever the flight attendant handed them in a foil wrapper. That was the deal. You flew a lot. And in return, American gave you complimentary upgrades. Priority boarding, bonus miles, lounge access, and the general sense that the airline recognized you as someone who kept the lights on. Here's what changed. Simple Flying is reporting on who actually earns Executive Platinum status in 2026. And the short version is this. You no longer need to spend hundreds of hours airborne to get there. American has shifted the program so that credit card spending specifically on co-branded City A Advantage cards can substitute for a significant portion of what used to be pure flying activity. The concept they call loyalty points now blends your actual flight revenue with your everyday spending on the ground. Buy groceries, fill up the car, pay your hangar rent with the right credit card. All of it counts toward your elite status. Now, why does this matter to you? If you're a general aviation pilot, you might not care who sits in seat 2 Alpha on the Dallas to Chicago run. Fair enough. But here's the bigger picture, and this is where it gets interesting. The major airlines are no longer in the transportation business the way we think about it. They are in the financial products business. Delta, United, American, all three of them, now generate billions of dollars per year from their co-branded credit card partnerships, not from selling seats, from selling points. Delta SkyMiles program was valued at more than $26 billion a few years ago. That is not a typo. The loyalty program was worth more than the airline's fleet. What American is doing with Executive Platinum is simply the latest step in that evolution. They are saying, in effect, we don't care how you earn our loyalty currency. We care that you earn it. And if you want to spend your way to the top tier without ever setting foot on a regional jet, that's fine by us. Here's what you need to know if you do fly commercial alongside your general aviation flying. The practical change is that the upgrade cabin is getting more crowded. When Executive Platinum status was reserved for true high-frequency flyers, the upgrade list was manageable. Airlines could clear most of their top elites into first class on domestic routes because the pool was relatively small. Now that the door is open to high spenders who may only fly a handful of times per year, that upgrade list gets longer. The math changes. If you're someone who counted on complimentary upgrades as part of your travel routine, you may find yourself sitting in coach more often. The other side of this is that American is explicitly telling its most frequent flyers that spending money on the ground matters as much as spending time in the air. That is a philosophical shift. The old system rewarded loyalty measured in butt-in-seat hours. The new system rewards loyalty measured in dollars routed through the airline's financial ecosystem. Some frequent flyers are frustrated by this, and I understand why. There is something that feels fundamentally different about earning status by actually flying versus earning it by buying groceries with a particular piece of plastic. But from the airline's perspective, the revenue from credit card swipe fees is steadier, more predictable, and frankly, more profitable than the revenue from a passenger who books the cheapest fare available and flies 150 segments a year. Now, let me connect this to the broader trend, because this isn't just an American Airlines story. United did something similar with its premier status tiers. Delta has been leaning into spend-based qualification for years. The entire domestic airline industry is converging on this model. Fly or spend, we don't care. Just keep the dollars flowing through our ecosystem. For those of us in general aviation, there's an irony here. We fly because we love flying. We maintain airplanes, we pay for fuel, we deal with weather and maintenance and all the rest of it, because the act of flight itself is the point. The airlines have arrived at a place where flight is almost incidental to their business model. The airplane is a marketing vehicle for a credit card. I'm not saying that's good or bad, I'm saying it's real. And if you're someone who splits your time between the left seat of your own airplane and seat 12 Charlie on a mainline carrier, it's worth understanding the game you're playing. The rules have changed. The airline doesn't necessarily value your presence on the airplane the way it used to. It values your wallet. One more thing worth noting. American still does have a tier above Executive Platinum for its absolute highest value customers, what they call Concierge Key. That one remains invitation only. And by all accounts, it still skews heavily toward people who both fly frequently and spend heavily. So the true top of the pyramid hasn't been fully democratized. But the tier just below it, the one that used to mean you were a serious road warrior, now means you might just have a very active credit card. If this affects your travel planning, it's worth reviewing your own status qualification. Check where your loyalty points stand. Understand whether your flying activity alone gets you where you want to be, or whether you need to factor in card spending. And if you're chasing upgrades, set your expectations accordingly. The upgrade list in 2026 is not the upgrade list of 2020 sources today. From simple flying and the usual industry reporting, more at radiohanger.com. I'm Tower. Fly safe and keep the shiny side up.